This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, it is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, fight or flight. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 44-year-old married man, and I'm in a very high leadership role with my company. My wife and our two children enjoy my annual company picnic, and they've been out of the country twice with me on my work trips. I came from the hood, and so did my wife, and we want better for the kids. I've worked at this manufacturing company since I was in the 10th grade, and I worked my way up. My wife and I got married after high school. We had our children fairly young, so we didn't have much time to be young ourselves. And my wife didn't have much time to keep up with her girlfriend, so now I'm her only friend, and she's very clingy. And that's how she ended up getting banned from going on my work trips. Last year in Hawaii, she got bored and came to the meeting room and barged in on my presentation. She asked how much longer I'd be, and my female boss escorted her out as I continued to do my presentation. I could hear them shouting all the way down the hall, and my wife accused my boss of wanting me all to herself. I almost had a heart attack. My wife yelled at me for the rest of the trip and refused to apologize to my boss. She's left me no choice but to leave her at home this year when I go to Hawaii in July. She told me if she doesn't get booked for the flight, we are going to fight until I leave and after I get back. I'm so tired and sexually frustrated because she's been holding out on sex too. I haven't slept in weeks because I feel sorry for her. All I ask is that she apologize to my boss and make things right. Am I being mean for leaving her at home, or did she do this to herself? Well, that is an easy question because, yes, obviously, absolutely, she did this to herself, because don't even consider taking her crazy behind to any more of your job events. She has no boundaries. She thinks she can do whatever she wants, but she forgets or doesn't think at all that her erratic behavior can mess things up for the whole family. And no, you're not being mean. You can't just sit back and let her ruin everything you worked so hard for. You started from the bottom since the 10th grade. This position, your career, mean a lot to you. And you're in a leadership position too at your job. Your wife is an embarrassment at this point. Where's her gratitude for the life she gets to live, for the fabulous trips or whatever else you're providing for the family? She should apologize to your boss. She should. And everyone who was at your presentation that day. But we all know she's not going to do that. She says she's not going to do it. And that's a shame. She's withholding sex from you too. Let's not forget about that. So, so far you still have your job. Everything's cool there, but I'm sure you can't have any more of these crazy incidents, and you're taking precautions. So you, I don't know. This is not going to work. She can't bust up in your job like that. Steve?
Oh, wow. You know, I can't, dog, this is a hard one, man, because, you know, I can tell that the guy loves his wife. Mm-hmm. He really does. Mm-hmm. But you got a problem, partner. You got a real problem. Okay, so let's go. You 44. They've known each other, this woman and his girlfriend, his wife and I, have known each other since high school. Well, I don't know if it says high school, but he's been at the job since he was in the 10th grade. He came from the hood, his wife come from the hood, and they want better for their kids. So let me get this right. He's worked at the manufacturing company since the 10th grade. You worked your way up. Oh, yeah. Then they got married after high school. We had our children fairly young. It's going good. We didn't have much time to be young ourselves. This is a man who is assessing the situation, I think, very admirably. He realizes what's happening. So she ain't had time to keep up with a girlfriend, so now I'm her only friend, and she's very clingy. And by her being clingy, this is the statement he makes. And that's how she ended up getting banned from going on work trips. Oh, so what happened? Last year to go to Hawaii, she got bored, came to the meeting room and barged in on my presentation. Young dude up in there making a presentation and everything. She asked how much longer I'll be.
Person.
Now, you can't do that. That makes no damn sense at all. And this has nothing to do with being clingy. This is unprofessional, and this is unbecoming of your wife interfering with the way you earn a living. So this ain't got nothing to do with being clingy, man. And your wife cannot be that out of touch to not realize that this is beyond inappropriate. She has got to see that. I don't give a damn how far you from the hood or how clingy you are. I know a whole lot of people that's hood and clingy. Ain't finna walk up in no presentation, but how long you gonna be? We're here in Hawaii. Well, he on a work trip. All right. So then his female boss escorted her out. I continued with the process. He could hear him all the way down in the hall hollering and stuff. Your wife yelled at me. I'll tell you the rest of it when we come back. This lady.
Yeah, hang on. All right, coming up, part two of Steve's response to today's Strawberry Letter, Fight or Flight. We'll have that at 23 minutes after, right after this.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is fight or flight.
So this couple been married since high school. This man has had this job since the 10th grade. He done worked his way up to a real nice capacity. He's doing presentations at the company now. They go on trips. They have two wonderful kids that they want to have a better life than the one they had. And now they had some problems because on the last trip to Hawaii last year, she doesn't have any friends because they got married so young. And he's her best friend. And that's caused her to be real clingy. Well, and they were at the work. They were at the work trip. And he was in the office somewhere giving a presentation. Wife got bored, came to the presentation, barged in and said, how much longer you gonna be?
Wow.
He couldn't believe it. He could not believe it. Now, I'm gonna tell you right now, she didn't barge in cause she hood. She didn't barge in cause she clingy. I know a lot of clingy people. I know a lot of hood people. That's not why she barged in. She barged in cause she ignorant. Cause she ignorant. That's ignorance. You gonna come in here, and the only place that y'all earning a living, this man that made a way for his family, and then you come in here with this ignorance. Barge in while he giving a presentation. His female boss escorts her out of the presentation. He could hear them shouting all the way down the hall. Now, this man is mortified. I almost had a heart attack. And then the wife accuses the female boss of wanting him to herself. No, lady. She tried to spare him the embarrassment of you further humiliating him and interrupting a meeting. So she, as a female, say, oh, wait a minute, come on. Sister, come this way. What you doing? No, that ain't good enough for her. Now, she yelling all the way down the hall. Now, his wife has yelled at him for the rest of the trip, refused to apologize to my boss. She left me no choice but to leave her at home this year. Mm-hmm. He say, no, we ain't going back to Hawaii. And dog, you bet not take her.
No.
Dog, don't take her. Mm-hmm. So now she done said, if she don't get booked for a flight, we gonna fight until I leave, and then after I get back. Oof. Damn it, it's on then. It's on like Donkey Kong. I don't care. I'm getting on this flight without you. You not coming up in here. You cannot allow her a second chance to mess up your job, dog. Dog, you done worked too hard to get here. And why she don't see that?
Since the 10th grade?
Nah, man. I'm so tired and sexually frustrated because she been holding out on sex, too. I ain't slept in weeks because I feel sorry for her. All I ask is she apologize to my boss and make things right. I ain't apologizing no damn body. Now, the brother want to know, am I being mean for leaving her at home or did she do this to herself? Bruh, she not only did it to herself, but this don't look real good for you, man. And if you bring her on that trip, what's to say she won't do something else? She won't apologize to the boss. Suppose on the trip she run up into your boss.
She gonna do it.
She ain't gonna apologize. She might do the same thing. This could turn ugly. You have to leave her at home. Because she won't even apologize for the wrong in it that she did. You're dealing, man, with a person, man, who is just only thinking of themselves. Now, this is a righteous dude, because guess what he said? He said, you know what? I feel sorry for her. I ain't slept in weeks. Because I know she lonely. She ain't got no friends. He's found a way to be compassionate for his wife. So you done all you can do. She has to go. She cannot go on this trip, though. She, you got to leave her at home. Any questions? Anybody?
I don't know how he can... completed his speech as they going down the hall arguing.
I can do that. I can do that. Man, let me tell you something, man. I've been in a situation. I've been slapped before I go on stage before. I've been cussed out before
what?
I go on stage before.
What?
All that, man. I don't. I'm going to do my job.
Before doing stand-up?
Yeah, dog. Yeah, I'm going to go do my job, dog. You come in here and act all the bigger fool you want to. I'm going to go out here. I'm going to do my job. So I
did that.
Finish a presentation. Mm-hmm. That ain't nothing.
Yeah,
that
he did
nothing.
That.
I just don't like the fact that...
But you get slapped and go out there and say, what's happening, y'all? How y'all doing out here tonight? Just show your love. Come on.
Show your love.
The two of you are not understanding that level of commitment and professionalism, and the show must go on.
I'm committed all the way.
Okay.
I just can't take an ass whoop before I go out there, though.
You get slapped 10 minutes before you go on stage. Okay, so now, ladies and gentlemen, Tommy and Kia ain't gonna be able to work tonight.
No, we're working. We gotta get the check.
Okay.
What is we talking about?
We talking about that slap when I get on stage. That's my whole set. Is that damn slap.
Well, see, now, let's go over this. You're bringing your personal life and matters onto the stage. Have you not seen that play out recently?
Yeah, I've seen that before.
Do you think people want to pay their money here about you getting slapped?
Wow.
I'm just asking a question.
All right, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM. On Instagram and Facebook, and check out the Strawberry Letter podcast. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!